Hello, Star Tribe. How are you? Welcome to today's full moon in Aries update. It really feels like the lead up to this full moon has been quite intense, actually, with a lot of people in my immediate circle and the circle around that experiencing some pretty unsettling and confronting situations that I hope this full moon will shed some light on, especially in terms of gifting insight into our direction and our motives, our purpose, and our goals for the coming months. So sit back and sink in and take this cosmic guidance with you on your journey through this fiery full moon in Aries, which is exact at 7:57 p.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time at 6 degrees in the self-willed sign of Aries, Friday, September 29th. The first sign of the zodiac, Aries is assertive, explorative, restless, freedom-loving, high-spirited, and self-seeking. This full moon has a me-first attitude destined to create some conflict on the home front. It's excitable, ambitious, and capable of combustion. A full moon represents a culmination point in the lunar cycle, making the energies surrounding the celestial climax quite profound when we look back on the new moon in Aries that occurred March 22nd. During the Aries new moon, we laid the seeds of our intention at the dawn of the astrological new year. And now the fruits of our labor are ripe for the picking. In our hot little hands, there may be tangible evidence for our efforts, and the quality of that evidence is a manifestation of our steady devotion to those previous new moon objectives back on March 22nd. The Aries Libra cardinal axis is activated by this full moon for the first time since the nodes switched back in mid-July. So the themes of this full moon are a real precursor to next month's eclipses, particularly the new moon in Libra on Sunday, October 15th. The moon represents our inner world and our emotions. And when it's full, it serves as a spotlight, magnifying and revealing hidden truths. It illuminates feelings being carried deep within. A full moon is also a powerful release point. And with the influence of impulsive Aries and a conflicting position for Mars, which is Aries' ruler, in Libra, the energy suggests tension in social dynamics and a yearning to make a self-centered decision that will act as fuel on a fire. Thankfully, the Venus-Mars sextile offers hope for reconciliation and a remedy conjured through heart-centered mediation, but not until the flames from a solid adult tantrum settle the fuck down and some reasoning can be brought to the cinders of our inordinate will. A rather disarming opposition between Mars and Chiron is actually worth a mention. Chiron represents the wounded healer and the shaman within us all. This combination brings up the patterns of ancestral pain, childhood trauma, suffering and deep hurt, but like golden keys gleaming in the eye of our inner warrior and seer, the fearful, unhealed parts of ourselves are available for us to unlock and unblock. So remember your soul mission and be brave. Stand up for yourself. Stand up for your inner child. The Aries Libra opposition is the bridge between sovereignty and dependency. It activates themes relating to self and others. It teaches us to cultivate conscious awareness around our interpretations of other people's behavior in accordance with our own state of self or self-image. This axis acts as a magic mirror. What we see on the outside is often a result of what we've attracted from the inside. To bring something into being, we have to dare to believe that it's already here. We don't always attract what we want. We attract what we feel, and this is the voice of Venus shining through on our outer world. Mars gets a say in how we act in this manifestation. Aries is a cardinal fire sign ruled by Mars, the planet of action and self-assertion. Libra is a cardinal air sign ruled by Venus, the planet of love and reciprocity. So this lunation really highlights the conflict between our independence and partnership dynamics. Being an Aries full moon with Mars in Libra, the primal urge is in finding the confidence to put ourselves first instead of falling into the pothole of persuasive powers and people-pleasing. Libra energy has a tendency to vacillate, to sit on the fence of indecision, weighing up the odds far longer than it should in an effort to avoid an ugly confrontation. But sometimes the situation calls for a sudden no-fucks-given approach, where door-slamming, bird-flipping, and a very distinct sit-on-this-and-rotate spat from raging lips truly open the doors to wonderful new possibilities. That leads us to the following questions. Are you in a place right now where your autonomy feels compromised? Is there space to negotiate this and find a balance point between your own personal goals and desires and those of others involved? Are you maintaining your identity through your experience, or are you getting swept up in a unified mentality? Remember, if you walk in the footprints of others, you'll never make tracks of your own. As you move forward, have courage in your own convictions, even if they cause a scene. Be honest with yourself and make your actions meaningful. A fierce sense of purpose combined with unwavering self-assurance gets you off the fence and into the bosom of life, the life that you should be living. Do not accept defeat. Love, Crow. And Aries energy, if you want to do a vision board or do some brainstorming, some journaling around this energy, we have the following words to work with. Enterprising, impulsive, childlike. Aries is the first sign of the zodiac. It carries a childlike quintessence with it. It's spirited. It's courageous and brave. It's confident. It's innocent and naive. It's explorative and active. It's self-seeking and assertive. Bold and enthusiastic. Quick reacting. Excitable. Impatient, restless, a little bit thoughtless sometimes. It's passionate, it's self-willed, aggressive, if you rub it up the wrong way, reckless, freedom-loving, self-reliant, and ambitious. Thank you everyone for tuning in. Thank you for being here. Full moon in Aries blessings to you. Much love. Mwah. Bye-bye now.